Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Satriano. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the California Angels, Marcelino Lopez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to home to get McNairtney. Elia moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Agee steals third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Satriano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0-for-1 in the game. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Agee moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Ward trying to get to third. John Stone throws the ball into Satriano, who tags Ward for the out. Scourin moves to second. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elia strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lee now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0 for 2 in the game. Satriano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing third base. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elia takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Lee Elia. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Noop covering, for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball towards right. John Stone catches it and throws to second to double up Weiss. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Bob Lee. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.